MGTOW man, welcome back. So I received a testimony the other day, and I receive testimonies every once in a while as I ask for them, but this one I cannot really wait in sharing. I have to share this one now, and I think that it summarizes a lot of situations that men have been pulled into today that you're not going to be hearing about. So it's pretty lengthy, but it's of great content, so I'm going to spend the majority of my time reading it. This is the email. Thank you for your content. I'm 44 and have lost everything. My story is way too long, and through learning MGTOW, I've realized the truth. As men, we are really just disposable beings, ATMs to ex-wives, etc. I spent 10 years of my life fighting for my two daughters, winning family court battles to see my daughters, seeing them laugh, smile, showing them, teaching values. They loved me, their father. I was so proud of them, and now they've gone. Victims of parental alienation, and my job let me go a month ago. Due to the excessive court dates during work days, $102,000 in attorney fees paid, my family and friends gone because of my ex too. It's amazing how married friends bail on you. Probably because I'm a bad influence and will disrupt the plantation. Simps that were my friends did the ultimate sin by turning their back on me, which I could never do. I kept so much inside as we're taught as men, and it's hard. And MGTOW reached me, and you've reached me, but I'm feeling so far gone. My body feels like it's shutting down, and believe me, I'm in shape. Or at least I still fight my way to the gym. So I'm rambling on here and didn't mean to be negative, but realized that the only after losing everything over a man-hating system that you and the true MGTOW community were kind enough to show me through the content, I think it's too late for me. I think it's too late for me, though. I'm stuck here in man-hating liberal Buffalo, New York. With no jobs, it's hard. I did everything right that the court system told me to. My mother, look at me. Nothing left, brother. My will and fight to keep me alive kept me alive. My kids. 10 years. One attorney that told me that 999 men out of 1,000, I'm assuming, would have crammed, would have caved in. But you didn't. As he looked at me, he told me that. And I told him even warriors break down, and I'm just about there. I just don't know any better. I didn't find MGTOW soon enough. If I had anything for you, brother, I'd donate. But now I go to food pantries just to keep food in my stomach. This message wasn't even meant to have anyone feel sorry for me, but to be a lesson to younger men. Don't ever get married. They'll kill you and your life. They may have killed me. Hoodies up. And thank you, brother. Wish it wasn't too late for me, but time will tell. And I got another email from him. I responded shortly after that. And once again, I've got like 60 emails waiting. I will get to you as soon as possible. Thanks for the kind words and wisdom. This is what he says in the next email. College degree, 15 years loyal at a good paying company, sincere, giving, friendly, sense of humor, loving father, willing to help anyone. 10 years of paying $2,000 a month in support, medical expenses, being at school meetings as a divorced dad, doctor's appointments to support my daughters who were my life, taking the verbal abuse from their mother, family, mine, her friends, boyfriend trashing my good name and reputation, lies after lies that they've told my daughters. I did everything by the book. Never said anything negative about the mother or her family. Her loser broke boyfriend, who I've basically been supporting financially and since got the house, his shelter too. They had frozen bank accounts to drag me back to court on lies to try extortion tactics, hoping the judge would give her more money because I made more than her. This is only scratching the surface of what happened. And the funny thing is, I just don't care anymore about material things, but simply being happy with little money, little things that make me happy. No fancy car, no house, clothes, just basic needs that bring happiness. She hated that people liked me as a person, and I bolded this. I bolded that. I was what she could never be, honest, loyal, with a good heart. The system can't take my heart, the truth, who I really am. They gaslight, they hurt children. Why? Because money, and because women have choices. The system is set up perfectly for women. They put your kids in front of you and say, if you're a good boy, pay the toll, cave on everything, hey, we'll let you be a part-time babysitter. They own you. Divorce agreements mean nothing, trust me. Lawyers take your money and pretend it means something, but the countless orders she broke meant nothing to the New York System Family Court. I'd be in jail if it were me. Law guardians are for the mothers, etc. I know this was long, man, but there is so much pain inside me that I needed to let it out to someone that could understand. And the MGTOW brothers that I believe are my only hope. I believe you and others have saved my life. I just need to figure out how to start over in the minus with no family, no friends, just myself, and find small groups of people that believe in MGTOW. Suicide, I thought about once, but you know, that's not me. I believe in God, not religion. I couldn't do that to my daughters. I couldn't do that believing in myself and simple beauties in the world, the ocean, the mountains, places of peace. And the thing is, it's amazing. The man, all that he wants is the simple things like that. He gets stripped down and stripped of all of this, and he's there, and I'm saying this right now for myself. He just wants what's simple. He wants those oceans. He wants to look at the mountains. He wants peace. So absolutely use my story, brother. After everything that happened to me, I want to help others any way I can. My story could save many and make them think twice about the legality of the marriage contract in 2018. It's not worth the risk marrying or living with a woman. You can put Buffalo, New York in it, just not my real name. I have nothing to hide. It's an honor that you want to use my story. I'll be in touch, but shorter messages. I can help with donations when I figure out what to do. I'm humbled now by losing everything. But Fight Club makes more sense than ever. Peace to you and my MGTOW brothers. So Scott, as he wanted me to address him with his pseudonym at the end of his email, I personally don't know what to say. But the thing is, on the outside, MGTOW is criticized, but on the inside, it's many men just like this that we're really just trying to live. We're just trying to live our lives. And I always think that MGTOW comes back to the thought of simplicity, efficiency. Okay, we are men that are just trying to live as efficiently as we can. And we're just doing this because it's the best way for us to live. What's wrong with that? But as your story illustrated again, living the best life that you can as a man is often going against, what did you say? The plantation. And thus, it's just going to be the notion that the man is a disposable being, and if he's not willing to be that, then there's something dangerous and wrong about him. Okay, you're going to hear the Me Too stories, but you're not going to hear these, because these stories aren't believed to be significant, because most importantly, there are stories that show the patriarchy down, quote unquote. Hide that and lift up the others, or rather, it's time that men get what they deserve, is what many people will say. And the thing is, we are going our own way. We're leaving the TV screens for those oceans, those mountains, and places of peace that you've described, and we're telling each of those other people about in these stories. And these stories shared amongst one another mean more here, because this is where we repair. This is where many men are repairing themselves. We aren't concerned if our repairs are public. We just want those that are looking to come to a mechanic, get the repairs that they need at that mechanic. And that's the one thing that stuck out to me in this testimony. You know, but the biggest thing that keeps ringing in my mind is hearing him utter the fact that he's got to start over in the negatives, guys. He has to start over with less, okay? He has to start over in the negative side of the ledger. The ledger is in the zeros. It's below zero. He's not just starting from zero as many men have to, men that are trying to make it in life. He's starting over with nothing, with nowhere to go. He has to organically create everything for himself, and he's going to receive no support from anyone or anything tangible, so to speak of. Okay, a female is able to turn resources in her direction. She's able to turn to other resources to receive them and not be criticized for receiving them from the outside. The MGTOW man cannot. He doesn't have that resource. He does not have that life preserver. But he's still assumed to be a threat. Even after he's lost everything, still perceived to be a threat. And if he's asking for help, he's still a threat and weak. And he's assumed to have made mistakes. Okay. And I was sitting and thinking on this email. I was meditating on it. And what I thought about it, what was I going to say? What could I add? And I was wondering, what's this guy's day-to-day life going to be now? What is he going to fill his time with? How is he going to find satisfaction in life? Because that's the most important question for him to ask himself now. And he is doing that. And what is going to get him up each day? What is going to reinvigorate him to move forward and to make his life the life that he wants to have? And I thought about this. And while I don't have an answer for him, because he has to decide that, it's really the essential question to ask whenever in this type of situation. What do I live for now? What do I live for? What do I do? What is the next step that is able to put me on that most efficient path to getting to where I want to do or want to be and what I want to do? And the question always needs to be one of the first questions that anyone is asking themselves in any situation. Always cut to the chase. And I think that within MGTOW, this question is a common question, not only at the beginning, but upon coming to MGTOW, but throughout it. And this is the product of two things. Number one, and I think that both of these things come through with this email, is everything is taken from you. One, he literally states that he was stripped of all that he had. And number two, even if you have, you don't want to have anymore. Okay, and you know what I mean by that, and it means different things for each person, but you find gain and loss. And one is externally taking from you, another is internal. Either way, you have been taken from or you've been discarded. And I believe that things do balance to some extent. They might not balance in the external. They might end up balancing in your own brain. But a void is created, and that void's going to be filled by something. And the big thing is, what is it that you're putting in the void? Is it something of value that can produce fruit? Or is it junk food? Is it donuts? What is it? A man that is going his own way is pitted at this road. He is looking at this road. He's got two choices, whether by choice or external forces, and he's got to choose which route he wants to take. He can try and survive and fill that void with himself and what he can control, or as we see over and over, he can try to fill it once again with the same toxins that are bouncing this, that, and the other direction, and that can put him back in that negative. And for this man, this is really all that he has left. He has his world cut down to the most simple level because he is viewed as disposable and his efforts have been viewed as a threat. What does that say? That says to us that society doesn't know how to value. And as an external force that takes, that forces the man to look within, these words are birthed. I believe you and others have saved my life. I just need to figure out how to start over in the minus. So this is the plight of many modern men today. Yet society still wants to beat guys up like this. So MGTOW is lifting up guys like that. They're showing them the reality. MGTOW is lifting up men like that, and we're doing something positive. And the world doesn't offer any promises, okay? We can't bank on them anymore. But we are making our own bank of promises here in MGTOW, and hopefully you will be lifted out of that situation of subtraction, and you will be in addition. Brother, thank you for sharing. And as you know, you can contact me anytime. You can contact anybody else that wants to get in touch with this guy. You can reach out to me and I can set you up. Because I'm only 24. This guy is 44. So if you have a similar story to share, a testimony, you can hit me up at sunrisehoodie@gmail.com or on Twitter @sunrisehoodie. Hoodies are up, men. Hoodies out.